It's that spring again, and it's that man again. Proving that in addition to being a philanderer of fictitious philanthropy, an organizer of outrageous assemblies, this impresario still remains...
solid pride and joy, this is Handy's boy, for it's useless to complain. When trouble's brewing, it's his doing, that man again.
Morning, cop. Any sign of his nymph this morning?
Mr. Handley's in conference at the present moment.
Come off it, cock. How can he be in conference? They ain't open yet.
I have no further addition to make to my former a statement.
Cock, crikey, hark at him. You tell his Jill Bronson I've just got in a nice drop of you-know-what down in the we-know-where.
What's that? Hello, folks. How are you?
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Boss, something wonderful's happened.
I know, Sam. The Russians have pinched Hitler as an Easter egg. Now, what about this drop of you-know-what, cock? It'll make my pageant go with a swing.
Gee, boss, are you going ahead with the pageant?
Certainly, Sam. Once I get my teeth into a thing, they never come out again.
What about holding the pageant in the field back of my hen coop, cock?
Not Harry Hancock's his hen coop, cock.
No, my hen coop by the Haycock cock.
By the Haycock cock? But how many coops should a haycock keep if a good coop could keep cocks? In 10 seconds from now. By the way, is there an underground passage to the local?
Sure, cock.
And I suppose I can use the bottle door.
What for?
The shuttlecock.
But, boss, you ain't got nothing ready.
Oh, yes, I have, Sam. I've got some wigs for the piebald horses and a black searchlight for sunny afternoons.
Can I be the scene shifter, boss?
Well, as it's in the open air, Sam, you'd better be a weed shifter.
8:35 and a bright moon and all's well.
Is that the watchman, boss?
Yes, Sam.
He's a very small, isn't he?
Yeah, he must be the wrist watchman. Well, now, this is going to be a big day for us, Sam. The whole county's coming to see the Much Fiddling Festival. So I want you to get me a couple of thousand showgirls, a powder puff, and a thigh swatter.
A thigh swatter? What do you use that for, boss?
For smacking the wrinkles out of loose tights. Oh, and for my big Arctic spectacle, I shall want some wool. So, Sam, you go out and get me some, will you?
Okay, boss.
Now, I wonder what I'd better call my pageant. Either From Woe to Jode or Through the Dark Ages Without a Torch. I'd surprise everybody. They'll think my historical knowledge is only a pose, but...
Pose? Smile, please. Watch the body. Thank you.
Well, I can't stand these sittings. Well, now, the next thing I'll have to arrange are the costumes. I've rifled Mrs. Mopp's wardrobe, but all I can find is a bustle full of spam. We'll have to get the girls to knit the rest.
Knit one, turn, slip one, turn, purl five, slip one, knit six, turn.
Is your jumper really necessary?
Knit one, purl five, slip one, turn, purl seven, knit tog, stitch tog, turn.
Stitch tog, turn? I must try that. Now, where's the wool? Now, there you are. Now, let me see. I'll try it. Knit. Tog, dirt, tag, house, dog, turn. Pig's cheek, frog's leg, mug's game, thanks. Good Lord, I've knitted a dolly for a cart. Well, now I must make final arrangements with my pageant mistress.
Mr. Randley, Mr. Randley, Mr. Randley.
What is it, what is it, what is it?
On Monday... Adolf Schickel Gruber chews a coffin. On Tuesday, masticates a mat. On Wednesday, licks the linoleum. On Thursday, wolfs the wallpaper. On Friday, he swallows a surround what she feel like on Saturday.
Hungary.
That's right.
He thought I was going to say Romania. Well, now I must organize a walking buffet for tired feet.
A war there, a war there.
There's a war everywhere.
Now, Handley, you'll no forget my family in your pageant, matey.
May I ask the name?
You ken it well, Handley. Oh, so you're Macoot?
Macoot? Well, I've never heard of a family called Macoot. I know McCartney, Cannon, McCartney, not Macoot.
The name's Nomakut.
Nomakut?
No.
Ooh.
Scotch Wahe.
Wahe? What's the matter with Wahoo?
Now stop hammering, man. The family I'm referring to is Clan Geeky.
What key?
Geeky.
Crikey. He frightens the life out of me. Every time he swings his forehead, he knocks the clock off the mantelpiece. Now, Charlie Shadwell should come in now. And here I am. Chess, you're fatter than ever. Well, you do look swell. Do you think so, Tommy? I'd better take your waist measurement. Sam, run round Charles with a tape, will you?
Okay, boss.
Oh, this is a waste of time. Take a taxi.
Where to, sir?
Run once round, Mr. Shadwell, will you?
Righto, Governor. Here you are, sir.
How much on the clock?
8 Governor.
8 Well, he's fatter than I thought he was. Well, what music have you got for the pageant?
Well, I've got some music for an American episode.
Oh, what is it? George Washington's Arrangement of Trees by Chopin?
No. No, this is by a well-known American composer, Gail Kubik. Oh. He's now Corporal Kubik of the American Army.
Well, if he's good, I'll put him in my Eisenhower.
Oh, he's good, all right.
Well, your word's as good as your band, I hope. I wonder if Sam's back yet.
He, Here I am, boss.
Have you got those wolves, Sam?
Sure, boss. They're on the way.
Oh.
They'll all be here any minute now.
Well, keep them away from my door.
Well, what about a mascot, boss?
Oh, I've got one, Sam. It's a lock from Sanford's Napper, wrapped up in tissue paper.
No, boss.
What?
I mean a mascot for the big army match passed at the end.
Oh, well, get a goat.
Do you want a nanny, boss?
A nanny?
Are you talking Russian, boss?
It must be this big booty I've got on. Now, as this is a patriotic finale, you better get a yak. A Union yak.
What's that, boss?
A red, white, and blue cow.
Well, for every pole.
Well, this march past of mine is going to be the greatest spectacle since the retreat from Bangor. I'm going to call it Ships That Pass on the Chest or Much Tattoo About Nothing. Oh, dear. Hello?
Oh,
that'll be enormous.
It's a very big boat torso.
Oh, that's absolutely colossal.
Very large with your boat.
Oh, terrific. What a tail. That was Teddy Brown's shirt maker. No more interruptions, please. I must make things snappy.
Snappy? Smile, please. Watch the birdie. Thank you, sir.
I'll bet that was the same man with different teeth. He's got his Somerset in. Now, where's that Paget mistress? Whoa!
Can you shoo me now, sir?
Good Lord. Mrs. Mopp on a horse.
You said you wanted me to be a horsewoman in your pageant, sir.
Horsewoman? I said Norsewoman. Anyway, you're going the wrong way to York. Tell me, have you seen Miss Doublet, my pageant mistress?
Seen her, sir? She's no better than a...
Quite. Yes, I know.
With a corduroy, how'd you do's?
Don't tell me she wears crooning combs. Now, listen, I want you to play the lead in this pageant.
The lead, sir? What have I got to do?
Oh, fasten yourself to a dog. Quite easy.
Oh, sir. Every time I go on the stage, I lose my head.
Oh, well, you can play one of Henry VIII's wives.
Sir, I'd rather have a smaller part. Couldn't I hold up the Queen's train?
That's an idea. You can be the first lady in the waiting room. Or... or better still, as you've got a horse, you can be Lady Godiva.
Oh, I can't do that, sir.
Oh?
I've just had my hair bob.
Well, I'll tell you what. Put blinkers on the horse and ride backwards.
Will Peeping Tom be there?
No, I'll be fire watching. By the way, yes. Where's Miss Doublet? In the local?
Not her, sir. She ain't human.
Well, she is a bit posh. Always eats fish and chips with her gloves on.
I've brought this for you, sir.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it?
It's a boxer's brawn, sir.
Boxer's brawn? Looks more like an all-in whistle.
TTFN.
RTORTARTUTITY.
What's that, sir?
Mind your own business. Aria, she'll never get off that horse now. I've stuck some chewing gum on the saddle.
Excuse, please, mister.
Oh, dear.
You give me permission to peddle in your pageant?
It's an idea. Have you got any steel wool?
Steel? Oh, yes, mister.
Oh, then I can clean the big pots in the front seats.
Keith.
What?
I sell you a soft cushion. Very neat. Good for a seat.
No fear. They're for boys. Make rude noise.
Oh, yes. Hey, mister, I tell you, saucy program, very special, not official.
Have they got a picture of me as a kid in? Very fruity, birthday suity.
Oh, yes, mister, oh, much, yes, plenty, very scenty.
What program does he think this is? Mediterranean smelly go round. I'll tell you what, I'll have a dust.
Good biz, gee whiz. I go, I come back.
Ah, well, everything's going splendidly. I only wish these wolves would arrive.
I wish the wolves would arrive. I've got an actor all ready to throw to them.
Ah, you dear man. So sympathetic, so understanding.
That's very kind of you, Miss Driblet.
Doublet.
Twist, pontoon. What is it, Miss Cutlet?
The name is Doublet.
All right, Doublet to quits, I don't care. But what is it you want?
I want to say this will be a pageant to end all pageants.
I was afraid of that.
We must all pull together and put our shoulders to the...
I know, yes, yes.
We must pack up our troubles in our...
I know.
It's a far, far better thing we do than we have ever.
I know, I've done it myself. Now, what about the pageant?
Tableau vivant, Harold at Hastings.
Falderals at Bexhill.
Henry at Hampton Court.
Andley at County Court.
Let's take a look at the walls of the roses.
Let's take a hook and get the warts off the noses.
Let's take an echo from the past.
Well, let's have a deco at the cast.
I was coming to that.
I thought so.
Please control your staff, my dear master. That Mrs. Mop and that young woman, Poopah.
I can't Poopah.
Ha!
No, Poo. But have you got those soldiers from the local barracks for the grand finale?
1,000 men and true.
What, no officers?
Marching to the greatest battle scene of all time, Waterloo.
Taxi?
Where to, sir?
Take this lady to Cannon Street.
And you, sir?
Drop me at the Wellington. Amazing woman, that. Plays full back for Chelsea. Now, where's Jack Cooper?
Asking for me, Tommy?
Oh, yes, I want you in my pageant.
That's very nice of you, Tommy.
Now, Jack, have you got a big black horse with a grey tail?
Yes, Tommy.
Have you got a suit of armour with a ticket pocket?
Yes, Tommy.
Have you got a banjo?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, you'll have to sing.
Well, I've dressed up an old nursery rhyme for you, Tommy.
Which one?
Pat a cake.
Pat a cake. I'd rather slap a jelly. Well, you sing, and I'll watch the birdie.
Pat a cake, baker's man. That I will master as fast as I can. Take it and bake it and mark it with B. There'll be enough. There'll be enough for baby and me. Danny used to croon that by the nursery fire, of that simple ditty we would never tire. But Hollywood has changed things, and now today, Danny's kind of gone all Alice May. Pat a cake, baker's man. Come back to me as soon as you can. You'll find me awaiting here by the bridge. You'll find the ice cream still in the fridge. While you're away, life seems so blue. I'll be waiting, baby, for you. That's quite enough, really quite enough. Quite enough of baby and me. Attaboy, rhythm fan. In the groove, on the mat, in the can. Don't know what it means, and neither do you. Guess it's kind of basic jazzaroo. Swing it and sing it and sling it about. Shake it and take it and chuck it right out. Party's getting rough, altogether tough. So that'll be enough for baby and me.
Boss?
Yes?
Boss, the pageant's just going to start.
Right. Any sign of those wolves yet, Sam?
No, boss. But they'll be here any moment now.
Oh, good.
Ah, Mr. Kendall Power, I'm in a flaming tempo.
Somebody set fire to your G-string.
No. It is that Miss Giblet.
Miss Giblet? Oh, I think she's perfectly gizzard. You mean doublet.
Doublet? I will not wear it.
Oh, well, you look all right with a long overcoat on.
Every time I speak to her, she goes into Easter eggs.
Easter eggs? Well, how did she get out?
No, Easter eggs. She laughs, she cries, she laughs.
Well, you shouldn't hit it on the funny bone with a mallet.
you mean, hysterics?
I said Easter eggs. And I cannot appear in the Middle Ages as a peasant.
Well, sniff gunpowder up your nose and go as a cartridge.
And then she wants me to appear as a Walter Raleigh.
Raleigh.
I said Rowley.
Really?
But sometimes it's called Raleigh.
Very rarely.
Really?
And sometimes Raleigh.
Oh, Riley.
Well, as long as we know, it'll be quite all right.
And after that, they want me to be Sir Francis Duck.
What? You mean the man who went out first bowl on Plymouth Hole?
Oh? What hole?
She bumps. Now listen. I know what you can do. Borrow a pail from Mrs. Mott and go as Thomas a bucket.
Ah, Mr. Itmar, shall we announce our engagement at the pageant?
Well, not in front of the horses. Besides, I've got to go to Liverpool to consult my family.
But last week you went to Wales.
Yes, you see, we're a very large family. You see, my uncle Izzy Osgood from Oswald Twistle was once engaged to Fanny Falamsibite from Fasakale. But one miserable misty day in the middle of the Mersey Tunnel, she met Max and Nanny Jacks from Halifax.
Well, what's that got to do with our engagement?
Now, wait a minute. My cousin, Cheerful Charlie Chatterley from Chowbent, married Clumsy Clary Clutterbuck from Cleckheaton.
Well?
And they had 7 children, Jack, Tom, Jim, Joe, Mary, Jane, and Evelyn. And the eldest, Jack, married Marguerite McGibblybite with a mulligatawny hair.
What's that got to do with me?
They all want your autograph. Ta-ta.
That sounds phony.
Well, Mr. Itmar is a very, very phony man.
Just because I put an elephant's hair ring round a little toe, she thinks we're engaged. Well, now I better open the proceedings. By Jove, it started.
1066, William the Conqueror lands at Hastings.
At last I've landed on the shores of England.
Move on there, you're causing a crowd to collect.
But I'm William the Conqueror, 1066, cock.
Well, at the third stroke, cock, it'll be exactly 1067, cock. Now get on with the pageant, go on.
At last I've landed on the shores of England. Know any good digs here, cock? Well...
Try Mrs. Saxon, narrow view, bow. Bedsit, agency, all mud comes.
Thanks, cock.
What a common conk that cock William the Conqueror's got. Anyway, she's let the room to Hengist and Horsa.
Pardon me more, madame. I have just arrived from Normandy.
Get out of here, you knock-kneed Norman. I don't want any onion.
This is terrific. This is worse than the real thing. What's next, Miss Doublet?
The tragic story of the little princes in the Tower of London. Musical!
Why, that's not the princes in the Tower of London. That's we three in the Tower of Blackpool.
No, no!
Crikey, it's enough cold in here.
Wait till I catch the old blood who bugged us in this perishing cell, cop. I'll give him a fourpenny one.
What a quick change, eh? He was William the Conqueror a moment ago.
Hey, knock it, here he comes.
Ah, so you think you pinched my seat on the throne, eh?
Love it, so-so. He's got a crown on his head and an anchor on his watch chain.
I have you in my power, ha-ha!
Go on, Guy Fawkes. Let him have it, Joe.
Have a go, Joe. Go on, kids, whack him in the eye.
Take that!
Sacramento, they have torn my clock. Oh, I am underdone, I am underdone.
He is too, he's got red gravy dripping off his chin. Well, that's the limit. Well, I'm going to take a hand in this.
King John signs the Magna Carta.
Oh, yes, that's my cue. Well, hold there, leeches.
Did he call us leeches?
Yes. Now, sign here, gentlemen. Just dip your pen in the runny mead.
Is this a charter, cock?
Well, there'll be lots of hearty laughter if you'll only sign the charter and you win my lovely darter. Who threw that tomato?
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Boss, there's a general outside wanting to review the troops.
Well, tell them they're in the cowshed trying to wake up a bulldozer. Oh! Lummy, here's the soldiers. Where are you going, boys?
We don't know until we get there. Ask him with the blue nose and the red tabs.
Lummy, a real general. Hey, you, but...
Ah, oh, there you are, Mr. Anders, Mr. Anders.
Anders and Bumps of Daisy.
Yeah, no, no, no. No, I'm Gin
of Bitters?
Yeah, no, no. No, I'm General...
Generally hanging around, I
yes,
know.
No. No, I'm from the War Off...
Well, I had one and it wore off, too. Have you come to inspect the... all of them?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Oh. Well, now, General, just say that's a nice medal you've got on.
Yes, yes. Now, my men, we are on the eve
of Brick.
Yes, no. No, the eve of one of the greatest presidents of all times.
What, another one?
Yes.
Well, look, where are we going to...
Yes, that, sir, is a military thingamajig.
Oh.
Yes. It's what I may or may not, as the case may be. It's even I...
Well, I've just eaved the brick.
Yeah. Even I don't know where we're...
Going until we're...
There.
That's right.
That's it.
We went from here to Lancashire and then to Salisbury Plain. And then we got to Somerset and now we're back again. We'd like to settle down, we seem to hope in vain. For months across the world along, we're on the move again.
We're on the move again.
We don't know where we're going until we're there. There's lots and lots of rumours in the air. We heard the captain say, we're on the move today. We only hope the blinking sergeant major knows the way. They've chased us round and round the barrack square. And now we're on the road to anywhere. No one's in the know, we're singing as we go. Oh, we don't know where we're going until we're there.
No one's in the know, we're singing as we go. Oh, we don't know where we're going until we're there.
It's not so bad in Somerset with a cider and the throne. It's not so bad on Salisbury Plain with a Mary Jane, you know. It's not so bad in Lancashire a couple of weeks a year. But oh, Friday, where do we go from here?
We're on the move, we're on the move again.
We don't know where we're going until we're there.
There's lots and lots of rumors in the air. We heard the captain say, we're on the move today. Blinking sergeant major knows the way. The chase is round and round the barren square. And now we're on the road to anywhere.
No one's in the know, we're singing as we go.
Oh, we don't know where we're going until we're there. Oh, we don't know where we're going until
boss, here they are.
Who, Sam?
The wolves, boss.
The wolves? Are they safely chained up?
No, boss. They're having tea.
Tea? Wolves having tea?
Sure, boss. They got to keep their strength up. They're playing Wrexham on Saturday.
Well, blow me offside.
Listening to Tommy Hanley and Itmar with Horace Percival, Sidney Keith, Fred Yule, Dorothy Summers, Dino Galvani, Bill Stevens, Gene Capra, and Diana Morris. The singer was Jack Cooper, the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.